poll, support for Afghanistan withdrawal plummets by double digits. By Hannah Blow on August 17, 2021. Support for America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has plummeted by double digits over the last few months, particularly in the wake of the Taliban seizing control over the U.S.-backed Afghan government, a Politico/Morning Consult survey found. According to the survey, conducted August 13 to 16 among 1,999 registered voters, 49% of voters support the withdrawal. That number reflects a 20% drop from the 69% who said the same in April. Overall, one quarter of American voters say the withdrawal is going well. 38% of Democrats and 14% of Republicans agree with that sentiment. A majority of Democrats, 69%, support withdrawal, but just less than a third of Republicans, 31%, agree. Per Politico. When asked whether the U.S. should still withdraw its military presence if this would create an opportunity for terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda to establish operations in Afghanistan, voters were less supportive. Just 35% of participants said the American military should withdraw in this case, with 48% saying it should not. This highlights the fear of terrorism coming from the country. As U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan began following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, over one-third of American voters, 38%, expressed the belief that the U.S. should still withdraw from the country, even if the Taliban regains control of most of Afghanistan. President Biden returned to Washington, D.C., from Camp David on Monday and addressed the crisis in Afghanistan. During the speech, he admitted the collapse of the Afghan government occurred more quickly than anticipated. "I am President of the United States and the buck stops with me," Biden said. "I'm deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's warfighting in Afghanistan. Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to be nation-building. It was never supposed to be to build a unified, centralized democracy," he said. That remark stands in stark contrast to the position he took in 2003, where he defended the concept of nation-building during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on rebuilding Afghanistan. Watch. Notably, Biden resumed his vacation following his speech on Monday, returning to Camp David, where he was originally scheduled to vacation until Wednesday, August 18.